So before we get into the text, I want to talk about blindness and seeing, because it seems this past year, especially the past couple months, I've been hearing all sorts of things about cataracts. I don't know if any of you have been hearing about cataracts, but it seems people have a certain blindness that happens when the cataract grows over the eyes. And the surgery of today seems to relieve all of that, to the point I've always known Karen in glasses. And if you ever saw her glasses, they were so thick, you wondered how she saw anything. And even through her glasses, she couldn't read. And well, yeah, yes, Bethany had to read many things for her. And when Karen showed up at my house after her first surgery without glasses, I was just stunned at the gift of that healing. But my sister, Judy, who I know is here because I saw that she came on from Kingsland, Georgia, she's had her first eye. I think she's had both eyes done by now. And what she had said was she hadn't realized how bright things really were. Because not only had it made things blurry and hard to see, it had dimmed the brilliance of the world. So I had to think about that as I was thinking about this passage of blind Bartimaeus who asks, I want to see again, to see again, which means at some point Bartimaeus had eyes to see and had gone blind. But there's more to this story than just his being able to see again. This healing of Bartimaeus happens after all of the other healings and just before Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. Now, in Mark, we hear Jesus referring to himself as the Son of Man, the Son of Man, the Son of Man. And when Peter says, you're the Messiah, he kind of rebukes Peter when Peter says, you know, what he thinks the Messiah needs to be. Bartimaeus calls him the Son of David, the Son of David. And Jesus never rebukes him. Never rebukes him. Bartimaeus, blind as he was, could see that the Son of David was coming his way. In fact, Jesus stood still. So we know that as Bartimaeus was shouting out, Jesus was still walking. And he was walking to Jerusalem. So this story of the healing of Bartimaeus is that sharp turn into Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, with Bartimaeus the first one to call him the Son of David. And he calls him that while he is blind, yet he can see. But he asks to see again, and Jesus says, go, your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. Two chapters back, Jesus heals a blind man whose name we don't know, and he uses spittle on the eyes and touches him to bring the healing. Here with Bartimaeus, it's Bartimaeus' faith that has made him well. In all the healings in Mark, they go and they tell, or they stay and Jesus goes. But Bartimaeus follows Jesus on the way to Jerusalem, on the way to the cross. So I thought about Bartimaeus, and I thought about seeing again, to see again. And I thought, what would it mean to see as Christ sees? And what are the ways in the world that we choose to see? Maybe we have the eyes of a cynic, and we're very cynical with everything we see, either in the news, in the church, anywhere. In our relationships, we have that cynic's perspective of, I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting. You're going to mess up at some point. Or, I'm not really certain this is true. And we get really cynical over life and over the things that we see. Or maybe we have the vision of despair, that what we see in the world is always despair, that we have no hope, that somehow the vision that the world gives us that we see is a vision of destruction, of desperation, of sickness, of fires, of terrorism, and we are just in despair. We can't even see hope. We have a cataract of despair. Or maybe what we see is one of those Pollyanna things where we see everything as wonderful. You know, life is good, and we don't see the darkness of the world. But for us to see again, to see through the eyes of Christ, Jesus saw the world just as it was. He saw us as sinners as we were. He saw the sinners in the world that he was in, and he loved it anyway, and loves us anyway. And this journey he makes to Jerusalem is the journey to the cross. So Jesus didn't have blinders on his eyes. He was not blind to the world. He wasn't cynical to the world. He didn't have despair. He had hope. He had faith. Faith in the God who was going to bring things into fruition, bring his kingdom into the world. But he didn't not see the world as it really is. He loved it enough to see as it could be. So you could say he almost had double vision, because he could see the world we know and the world that was going to be through his death and resurrection and coming again. So if we're going to see again, what are the things that we have to let go of? What are the cataracts that cover our eyes so that we don't see the world that Christ sees, that we don't see the value of the people in our community because maybe they're tattooed, maybe they're not tattooed, maybe they smell a little, or maybe they smell a perfume that we can't stand because we have issues with odors. Who knows what we see that we make judgments of? What judgments do we need to remove from our eyes? What cataract of judgment do we need to remove from our eyes so that we see the potential in the world? The gift of a granddaughter who helps you read when you can't. Yeah. Or the gift of our neighbor who brings us food in a basket. Or the gift of a card. What is the thing that blinds us to the gift of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came so that we might have life and have it abundantly? I remember I was in the fourth grade when I finally got my very first pair of glasses. And when I put them on and I went out of the obstetrician's office, I went, "Oh, trees have individual leaves." Because they were just one big green thing. And maybe sometimes we just see the world as one big thing and don't see the individuals who are wonderful and unique in it and just need someone to walk beside them and love them just as they are, but also love them enough to say, but these are possibilities of who you could be because Jesus loves you. I spent a year, with Union Chapel. And now his name just escapes me. But every time we came to prayer time, he always lifted up the unchurched and the unsaved. So now you've been hearing me say that here. Because he always wanted in our forefront, in our vision, something for us to see again. Those who are unchurched and unsaved in our communities, because if we can see them, we can also love them. I went to New York with the youth multiple years ago. Morgan was a youth in our church when I went. No, I went the year after Morgan went. And we did a whole study on homelessness. And one of the interviews that we got to watch the video of, what the homeless man and the homeless woman were telling us is they just wanted to be seen. Because what happens in the streets is as people are walking by and are coming close to someone who's homeless and sitting there with their bucket out, they do one of these things. And they choose not to see. They choose to turn away or maybe engage in a conversation with whoever they're walking with so that they do not see them. We need to have eyes to see where the need is in our community. But we also like Bartimaeus, need to be able to recognize when we have to ask for mercy for ourselves. And I love in that passage, if you listen carefully, he was crying out, "Jesus of Nazareth, Son of David, have mercy on me." And the crowd and the people walking with him were going, "Shh, it must have been, we have places to go, people to see, you hush, you hush. Jesus doesn't need to deal with you right now. We've got our journey. We've got our agenda. We're going this way. Shh." But Bartimaeus would not give up. And he was speaking even louder. "Son of David!" I bet he shouted it just like that. So Jesus stood still and went, "Oh, there's a need. There's needs in our community. There's needs in our own lives. It's okay to open our eyes to the needs and cry out for mercy." Because he asked, that's what he asked. "Have mercy on me." Christ will come into your life if you cry out to him. He will stop and pay attention to who you are. Because Christ has eyes to see us just as we are and just as we can be. So to see again, what do we need to be rid of so that we too can see again? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.